one of, I think, the premier pickers out of Nashville these days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sierra Hole.
Yeah, quite the picker. She's been shredding from a young age. I don't know when she first was, you know, on video playing on stage, but she was probably like 5 years old or something. And something has played with all the greats, Alison Krauss. You know, she was in my bluegrass heart last year, Bela Flex thing. And has been playing recently with Corey Wong. I don't know if you've seen any of those videos.
Yeah, they did a show in Charlottesville together, which seemed like mind-boggling off the top of your head. But then they're both such virtuosic musicians, it kind of made perfect sense.
Yeah, it worked. And she's put out two great albums recently.
Sierra Hole. She's at Limekiln Theater on June 4th as we continue previewing all the great artists that you guys have picked out. What's the process like, Spencer, when you guys are selecting artists to come perform, whether it's a new artist or maybe somebody who's returning?
Well, I get that question a lot, and I'm very fortunate to be able to kind of have the decision-making control over that. And kind of, for me, it's all about the artistic quality. And we fortunately have a great built-in audience at Limekiln, which allows us to take some chances on some things. And there are bands out there that should be huge and playing, you know, 5,000 person venues, and they're not. And we bring them to Limekiln. Maybe they can't even sell the 700 tickets that we've got, but with our audience, we have a pretty good feeling that the crowd's going to be packed. And it's all about showcasing the highest artistic quality that we can find.
Yeah, it seems like by doing that year in year, I mean, it seems like you've built a lot of trust. I mean, you were talking about how people will buy the season passes kind of as the season's announced or right, you know, I mean, without waiting. So, I mean, I can imagine that gives you some opportunity to take some chances artistically with your programming.
Let's take it back to the beginning of that question.
Sure.
That's a good question. But
yeah, let me rephrase. So, Spencer, when you're thinking about all these great artists coming to Limekiln, whether it's a new artist for the first time or somebody who's appeared and you're bringing them back, for you, what's kind of the secret sauce of making those decisions?
Well, my answer might be somewhat selfish, which is that the first year that I started booking the bands for Limekiln, I sort of used the criteria that I would only book a show that I would go buy a ticket to. And I'm pretty selective about my artists. And I had no idea if people were going to like what my choices were. but it was at least a criteria to go by. And it was all sort of within the vein of folk, Americana, bluegrass, newgrass, little country. I mean, I kind of classify it as roots music. Mm-hmm. But I think there's an...
writ large.
You know? Yeah, I think there's an incredible amount of accessible talent in the roots music scene. And you know, what we go for is the highest artistic quality that we can inside that genre. And it's been a blast seeing how the audience has responded to that and the trust that we've built, and usually operate at about 95 to 100% capacity and have a great built-in audience that trusts us and allows us to take some chances on some interesting bands. And those have been some of the most fun, actually.
I can imagine it is. It must be real gratifying, you know, when you kind of stretch yourself and then see that everyone's right there with you and they're like, yes, this is what we needed.
Definitely.